Hi, I'm Ray Hollister.
I'm Tom Braun.
And we're the guys from Deemable Tech.
Today we have not one, but two related questions from different listeners.
Oh, okay.
Lenny writes, last week I received a call from a guy who said he was from Microsoft. He said they detected that my computer was having problems. To prove it, he told me how to open my Windows log file, and when I did, it was full of errors. So I paid him to fix all the problems and scan for viruses. Now I'm wondering if that was really a good idea. Sandra sends us a similar story. She says, I was checking my email and all of a sudden Windows started giving me an error message which said it had a virus. It included a phone number. I called the number and a man connected to my computer and fixed it. But now my computer runs slowly and this guy charged me a lot of money. Have I been hacked?
Not hacked, Sandra. Scammed. And Lenny, that goes for you too.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
These are just two versions of the most popular con game on the internet these days. Here's how it works. Crafty scammers convince people that their computer has a serious problem, and the only way to fix it is to pay these scammers money.
Of course, the truth is, there's no such problem. Folks are paying these guys for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
This is such a major issue that in the fall of 2015, Microsoft testified about it in front of Congress. These scammers love impersonating major legitimate companies like Microsoft, Apple, HP, Comcast, and others. So it's a big problem for them. Sandra, Lenny, and everyone else, listen closely to what I'm about to say. Tech support will never call you out of the blue. You call them first.
And just to be clear, Windows error messages do not include a number for Microsoft tech support.
Nope.
If you see an error message that says you need to call Microsoft or Comcast or HP or any other company immediately, there is a good chance that you are seeing a fake error message. Maybe it's just a clever web page, but do not call the phone number.
If you do talk to these scammers, they are very convincing. They may do things like show you a Windows log full of errors. Then, of course, you panic, thinking you have a big problem.
The thing is, your computer logs are always full of errors, but they're tiny little errors that don't matter. They're perfectly normal, so don't freak out about this.
Unfortunately, both Sandra and Lenny let the scammers gain access to their computers. All of these scammers, once they have you on the phone, will ask you to run or download programs that let them look at your computer remotely. Do not do this. You should never let someone who you don't completely trust have remote access to your computer.
Right. These guys aren't super hackers. They can't get into your computer unless you let them. So don't let them.
If you're not sure if someone is really from tech support, hang up on them, find the manual for your computer, and call the phone number that's in there. That's the real number, the one that you can trust.
And I'll bet you dollars to donuts, no one from that phone number is calling you, unless you called them first. If you like Ask Deemable Tech and you want to make sure you never miss an episode, go to Deemable.com and sign up for our newsletter, or subscribe to the podcast. Just search iTunes for Ask Deemable Tech.
If you have a question for Ask Deemable Tech, give us a call at 1-888-972-9868, or you can send an email to questions@deemable.com.
For WJCT News, I'm Ray Hollister.
And I'm Tom Braun.